It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. In the first phase of a pilot project, over 24 farms in southern New Mexico have applied for a program that will pay them not to plant their fields as water managers look for new ways to stretch resources during the drought. Climatologists say the lower Rio Grande Valley has received little rain since the start of the year, and there's no extra water in upstream reservoirs. New Mexico and the rest of the Southwest are dealing with extreme and exceptional drought conditions. New Mexico 2nd District Republican Congresswoman Yvette Harrell introduced legislation this week aiming to suspend the federal gas tax. The pausing unrelenting markups on Petroleum Act of 2021 would temporarily suspend collection of the 18.4-cent federal gas tax. In a statement, Harrell said, quote, "The Pump Act would immediately reduce gas prices and allow consumers to spend money in other ways." Texas Governor Greg Abbott is prohibiting government agencies in the state from requiring people to wear masks starting this Friday. The executive order issued says public schools may continue their COVID-19 mask policies until June 4th. Other government-owned or operated facilities, such as hospitals and jails, are exempt. El Paso's Mayor Oscar Leeser responded to the order during a press conference yesterday.
It's not mandatory to get a vaccine. It's not mandatory anymore to wear a mask, whether you're in a city building, where you're outside, where you're in a park, but it's the right thing to do.
Abbott's ban on officials requiring masks includes a $1,000 fine for violations. Now to a local viewpoint. For locals living in Las Cruces may offer many things to be thankful for. This week, commentator Peter Goodman gives thanks.
In May, 10 years ago, I came home. Wife, Kat, and I moved from Oakland to Doña Ana County, where I'd lived from 1969 to 77. I loved it here. So did Dale, and she suggested we move here. This May, I feel like saying thanks. Thanks to the Oregon Mountains and the sadly diminished Rio Grande for quiet walks and wildlife. Thanks to old friends and new for a decade of poetry, laughter, political and environmental activism, and caring conversation. Thanks to the Sun News for offering me a Sunday column and sticking with me through a contentious decade, and to Fred at KRWG for suggesting I adapt the column for radio. Strangers greet me, recognizing my voice. A Silver City bookstore owner remarked, "You can't imagine the arguments we've had while I shave." The column has allowed me to speak up, sometimes for folks who have important things to say but can't. That's unimaginably satisfying and humbling. Thanks to the PVA and to progressive elected officials for working to keep New Mexico enchanting, and to the dedicated volunteers who created and run our community radio station. In 2011, Donald Trump was still mostly a New York joke with some sort of reality TV show. Locally, Mark Medoff was writing every morning at 5. Miguel Silva and Olga Pedroza were city councilors. Fred Stern was making rainbows for awestruck children of all ages. And Karen Trujillo was innovating with math snacks. J.R. Stewart sat on his motorcycle, surrounded by admiring kids. We've survived a global pandemic, so far, but I've also shared simple but wonderful moments with dear friends, enjoyed locally grown food and locally made art, and fought some battles we thought needed fighting. I've also played a lot of pickleball. Above all, we're part of a community we care about, contribute to, and learn from. I've learned to value what's local, not just healthier, tastier food, thanks, Farmers Market, but the deeper connections to people and possibility of honest dialogue. I'm learning to savor each moment because, like a desert rain, the next one may not come. No, I'm not blind. George Floyd and others remind us in awful ways that not everyone gets to enjoy the moment or live the next one. Too often we forget that we're all equal. Mr. Trump is kindly teaching us that just as you nurture vegetables or relationships, retaining democracy requires thoughtful attention. I'm grateful for the chance to do what I can and for being home, where sometimes I can almost forget for a moment what we're doing to the planet and to each other.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.